Immigrant and refugee leaders around Seattle came together this week to prepare for 2017. Donald Trump's campaign promises to crack down on immigration and refugee programs prompted it. At the meeting, many described deep anxiety in their organizations. KUOW's Liz Jones brings us this snapshot. It starts with the leader of a day worker center.
I was talking to some workers the other day who were expressing that they don't feel comfortable speaking Spanish in public. And that's here in the city of Seattle, and that's riding on public transit.
Families are worried about being split apart. But also, there is a sense of, I would say, terror, because people are wondering whether they're being followed. So there's that much fear.
Some of our staff who were wearing hijab, driving, were pushed out of the road, when they were driving. I think adults, somehow, some degree, we can deal with it. What worries me is the pain and the psychological effects that this hatred situation is going to have on our youth.
Our resolve to remain an inclusive and welcoming city and to become a more equitable city are yet to be tested, to be honest, as neighbors, as communities, as individuals as well.
Those were the voices of Marcos Martinez at Casa Latina, Estela Ortega of El Centro de la Raza, Manaza Shata with Refugee Women's Alliance, and Luis Ortega with Seattle's Immigrant and Refugee Commission. Seattle City Council members hosted the meeting and say it's the first of many.